Hi, welcome to the Media Monkey Gadget Geek Podcast, and I'm your host, Jonathan. This week, I want to talk to you about something that is an emerging technology. It is currently reaching a point where it's no longer an occasional tweet by Elon Musk about something SpaceX is working on. This product is now in beta, opening up in other countries, and it is changing how we view internet accessible to rural areas. Now, some background details first. I live in South Central Idaho, on the north side of I-84. Literally. I can throw cream pies at cars as they head west towards Twin Falls and all points after. The main local internet service providers are able to provide speeds up to a gigabit using cable or fiber, and they're doing it in small towns that don't even have a Starbucks. However, for me, I live in this weird little pocket where they don't try to reach me. For hardwired internet, I am rated for 12 megabits per second DSL. They say I should get 12 down and 2.5 up. We fight for 7 down and, well, 1.7 up. Now that's up is just as important as the down, and especially when you're trying to upload media, such as podcast. Now, we have two DSL circuits to use. However, both of them had been bonded together in order to provide my wife with a hardwired internet source over 10 megabits per second so that she can continue the remote position that she has held with the company for 7 years. The service is $40 a month for that. For the house, for everybody else, we've been with a wireless ISP, or WISP, for the past couple years using an LTE signal. For them, we pay $75 a month for a 20 megabits down and 5 up plan. We fight 12 to maybe 15 down, and we're usually 3 up. So, last November, when I started following a subreddit called Starlink, I got excited to see that their beta has been open a few months, and they were slowly opening up areas further and further south, and in Idaho. It was amazing to see the beta testers get up to 150 megabits per second down and at times even 25 up. And the ping, or that latency, their times have been below 50 milliseconds. And no data caps on the service, at least right now during the beta. Now, they don't plan on them at this time, however, things may be changing depending on how people use that system. And the thing was, it was only $499 for the hardware to own, and then $99 a month for the service. Now, understand when you can't convince your local ISP that you will pay anything to get fiber installed at your house while they're installing the new subdivision a quarter mile up the road, and they refuse several thousands of saved up dollars. $499? That's a steal of a deal. Especially when that said equipment is worth several thousand dollars. So, on February 9th, 2021, when I was able to order the equipment and then have it delivered here on Friday, March 12th, get that up and running in a few minutes, oh, I can tell you this weekend has been a dream come true for my little hamlet of rural Idaho. So, how does this technology work? And what's the point? Well, first off, let's talk about the concept of satellite internet, as it normally is, just to kind of help explain why Starlink is so amazing. Now, traditional satellite internet, usually you have your dish at home pointed up into the sky at one satellite. And that satellite then bounces your signal down to one point on Earth, and they then connect that signal to the internet, and then it makes that return trip just to bring you your data you're asking for. It's slow, it's got very slow connection speeds, high latency and or that ping, which is that communication between you and that server, how long that takes. And just, it's a slow crawl compared to even dial-up at times, if you're old enough to remember that great little adventure in internet history. Now, on top of all of this, data caps. Oh my gosh. You will pay a lot for using what's maybe considered, in normal situations, a small amount of data. Basically, do not plan on Netflixing anything. So, Starlink and even other constellation-style satellite internet providers that are starting to get going here, they launch several satellites in space. Now, when I say several, I don't mean just like five or six. See, SpaceX has been launching these satellites into space pretty regularly here. Just this weekend, in two different trips, they have launched a total of 120. Starlink now has a total of 1,325 of these low Earth orbits surrounding our planet, moving around, orbiting it, and not staying in one place. You then have them connecting to ground terminals that are in different parts of the country, covering a region instead of just this one point in the country. Now, when you make this order with Starlink, they send you a box, and in that box you have three pieces of equipment: your satellite ground terminal, a power over Ethernet box, power box, and then your wireless router that they provide. You take that satellite dish, it has a tripod, you place it where you want, where you can get a clear view of the northern sky without obstructions. Plug that PoE box into the power, and follow the app to set things up. You can even plug your normal home router setup that you already have into the wireless router, or even directly into the Starlink. If you do directly into the Starlink, you may not have all the features or stability that you would have with their router in place. I have gone ahead and done to where my normal mesh system is plugged into theirs. It's just an extra signal that I have named something that, unless I put in the password directly, I will never interact with that signal that it sends out. The thing is, it only took 15 minutes to put everything together and have the app up and running and have that service going. Times may vary for others, of course. Now, this is a very basic installation that they provide you. Everyone's got a different setup and availability at their house that they can do. And they provide kits that you can purchase that will allow you to do things like create a mount on top of your home that it can plug into as a with a pole, or even a kit that allows you to use poles from other, like your satellite television that you've had removed and left there with this pole hanging out. Well, you can put the satellite dish that Starlink gives you. And here's the thing about that satellite dish. The community has ended up calling it Dishy, giving it a nickname. It has a personality and life of its own, because this dish will move to keep in alignment with any available satellite that comes overhead. Now, for my service, I have been watching everything once Dishy was shipped this last week. And I've been seeing that Starlink is aware that there's been service problem in my area, however big that actual region is. Now, even with this service problem, I am experiencing performance that I have only had when living in a city. My speed tests range in speeds. However, I have reached 115 down, 20 up, and with that latency, that ping, as low as 30 milliseconds. These speed tests, they've been all over the place with that service problem that they've been experiencing, but I haven't really noticed any problems. I decided actually on Friday night to really push things to the limit. Now, I have done a major computer software update. My Apple TV did a beta OS update on that. I've downloaded several video games and apps, and even gone as far as doing something I have not had access to with that Wisp provider that I had before, and that was start torrenting again and getting some files backed up that I wasn't able to access because they didn't allow torrenting. Torrenting is not illegal, it's the content that can be, and I was limited in being able to access legal content. Oh my goodness, Friday night, everything just blazed right through. Everything downloaded so quick. Everything updated in just minutes. It was ridiculous how quick it was happening for me. Now, it is insane. I have now added more to my RetroPie than I ever thought I would. Now, for some people, these speeds and this price, they sound nowhere as good of a value compared to what they may have right now. And, you know, honestly, that's true. It is. But right now, Starlink is not for those that are able to get gigabit cable internet or that high-speed fiber right to their home. This is for those who are just out in rural America enough, or Canada, or now the UK, Germany, anywhere all over the world where they're not able to get a good quality internet. Now, this is something that I will not deny. There has been some hiccups. There have been some outages, small ones. They take a moment. The last time I checked, the last 12 hours, there was a total of 2 minutes of no satellite, and there was maybe a total of 3 minutes of outage with that service. However, I have not really noticed any actual performance problems myself on that end. Now, we have to remember that at this time, they do not have enough of a mesh with that constellation for a good, consistent coverage. But they are saying that as they continue to launch satellites, the ping will go down. Their goal is to get up below 20 milliseconds this summer and to increase speeds. Here in that Starlink's Reddit this past week, people that have had the service available to them a bit longer are commenting about able to reaching speeds over 250 megabits per second down. For me, the bugs, the quirks, and you know the concerns that are out there, right now, I'm happy with the service. People do comment of, well, if we get this much junk up there in space, aren't we going to end up having satellites crash into each other? And, you know, you basically end up with what happened at the beginning of Gravity. Well, that is something that these satellites, they do work to maintain their orbit. They are very well in sync and aware of what's going on. SpaceX is working very hard to design the software and the hardware to be very intelligent, and these units will degrade and be able to burn up in the atmosphere, and if they do fall, and they will last only 5 years without propulsion happening, or if something does fully fail on it. Now, for me, one of the biggest concerns I had at first was, well, what about the night sky for telescopes and everything? And that is something that they are taking large amounts of feedback on and working to create ways that the satellites do not interfere with telescopes. They're trying all sorts of different techniques and they're trying to find ways to improve that. So they're not just ignoring and saying we're doing what we want. They are actually taking back from everyone ways to improve that service because they want to make this available worldwide and working for everybody. As I said, in the end, I'm quite happy. And right now, honestly, until the possibility of fiber coming my way, which even though it's installed up to a quarter mile away from me, it doesn't look like it's going to be in the budget for at least a couple of years, if not longer. And that's just the infrastructure, not the actual activation of the fiber service. So with the way things are working over this weekend and how I have yet to see any real major complaints about the service from everyone in that subreddit group and anywhere else that I can find reviews on, I would say that Starlink is a service I would use for several years to come. This concept of a constellation internet service is our future. And it's happening now. And I would say, take advantage of it Pardon me. Take advantage of it if you need it.